Since the proof of the pudding comes only with the eating, you must try tasty bread to know how wonderfully good and wholesome it is. Get a loaf from your grocer tomorrow. Enjoy it yourself. Give it to your family. Make toast of it. Tasty bread is delicately textured. It's fragrant. It's evenly brown. Now, as always, it's the best loaf of bread in town. The Tasty Bread winners, directed by Ben Selvin, Harry DeCosta at the piano, and here they are, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Tasty Loafers.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do? The one and only Jones and Hare to all of you. We're two loafers now, it's said, representing Tasty Bread. How do you do, 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 do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do, 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 do?
I'm Billy Jones.
I'm Ernie Hare, and we're a silly-looking pair.
How do you do, 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 do?
Say, Bill, before we go any further, do me a favor, will you? Stop chewing that chewing gum.
Don't let that worry you, Ernie. I'm only an amateur, anyhow. Don't make any difference.
Well, you know, you wouldn't chew gum if you knew it was made out of horse's hoofs, would you?
I wouldn't care as long as I got a kick out of it.
Oh, is that so? A kick?
And another thing, you pulled that gag on me once before.
Yeah, well, this is a different horse, Bill.
I see. You're always complaining.
Yeah?
I believe when you get to heaven, you'll complain that the harps are out of tune up there. Yeah,
well, I have a big complaint to make right now.
What's the complaint?
Well, what's the idea of you sending me a box of skins there for my birthday present? What am I supposed to do with it?
Don't just break out in a rash, Ernie, anytime.
Oh, okay. You're mean.
Oh, I hate myself for being so mean to you.
I just hate myself for being so mean to you.
That's the title of this catchy tune.
And you'll be humming it mighty soon.
Oh, I hate myself for being so mean to you. I could bite my tongue for saying the things I said.
I could slap my face for saying the things I said.
Gonna send myself a telegram.
And tell myself what a fool I am.
I hate myself for saying the things I said. Oh, baby, do you come back? If you come back, I'll never make you cry.
Stay away another day and I'll kiss myself goodbye.
Gonna hide myself way down in the deep, deep blue.
Cause I hate myself for being so mean to you. I could bite my tongue for saying the things I said. I could slap my face for saying the things I said. Gonna send myself a telegram. I tell myself what a fool I am. I hate myself for saying the things I said.
Oh, baby, do you come back? If you come back, I'll never make you cry.
Stay away another day and I'll kiss myself goodbye. Gonna hide myself way down in the deep, deep blue. Cause I hate myself for being so mean to you.
Hey, you know, those are two swell-looking girls we met before we came into the studio, weren't they?
Yeah, were they, Ernie? Mm. You know, I kind of liked the blonde a little bit.
Yeah, well, of course you would, yeah. You know, I was kind of put out. In fact, I didn't feel so good when the brunette said I looked like Clark Gable.
You say you didn't feel so good?
No, I did not.
Well, if you didn't feel so good, how do you think Clark Gable would have felt, Ernie?
You know, they're a couple of chorus girls, aren't they, Will?
Tell me, Ernie, what do chorus girls do when they aren't running around with John?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're sitting home with the Willies.
Well, it's an idea, anyhow.
I was always worrying about my trouble, wondering how the other folks could smile. But I found my troubles were just bubbles. Now I know that life's worthwhile. Troubles, I've got you licked now. Worries, you're in the shade. Though it's one surprise, I've made up my mind. I'm gonna make the grade. There's a great open highway. I don't need any aid. While that sunshine's high, I'm bound to get by. I'm gonna make the grade. I spent my time on a park bench, waiting for luck to come along. But right inside, my conscience cried, you're wrong, all wrong. Now I'm a-heading the right way. Too long have I delayed. With my head held high, I'll do it or die. I'm gonna make the grade. Papers, papers, reading in the funnies like most of them are. Never, never, never the warheads that offered a job. Loafing, loafing, sitting around with a grouch you can't shake and blaming, blaming, blaming your luck for not getting a break and cursing. Cursing every time somebody else makes a goal and damning, 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 damning the world for just filling the hole. No more, no more, never again I've shouldered my pack. I'm on my feet and I can hold me back. No, sir. Right, step. Oh, what a feeling. Watch this boy on parade. With my head held high, I'll do it all.
You made the grade all right, brother, and
yeah,
had a lot
so.
Of steam left over, too. My brother made the grade once. He got a new job, Ernie.
Yeah, I understand, though, and I understand he's getting along.
Oh,
how
fine.
Is he getting along?
Fine. He's got a lot of men working under him now.
Is that so?
Yeah, he works upstairs.
What is he? Does he get a good salary, Bill?
What is his salary on?
Oh, that's something you get on Saturday that's supposed to hold you over until Monday.
Oh, I thought you were talking about rhubarb.
Yeah, now, what's rhubarb got to do with salary?
Well, isn't rhubarb bloodshot salary?
Say, wait a minute, you two loafers, hold it. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Shirley Howard, radio's favorite personality singer.
Say it's only a paper moon. Sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a hanky-tank parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's the Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Tasty Bread, spelled T-A-Y-S-T-E-E, is the best loaf of bread in town.
Now, listen, Lou. Lou, everybody knows Tasty Bread is the best loaf in town. But they don't know I'm one of the best playwrights in the country.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've been working with you for years, and I don't know it.
Well, you'll know it after you get through playing the drama I've written for this broadcast. It's stupendous. It's colossal.
Yeah, well, you picked a great time for it, Bill. On my way to the studio, I lost my glasses, well, and I don't think I can read without them, really.
Well, that's too bad, Ernie, but do the best you can, will you, please?
All right, I'll
Here's
try.
Your part, and here's a part for you, too, Shirley. You play the heroine, and as the curtain rises, you are discovered waiting for your sweetheart beside a fire plug.
Listen, Bill, you won't let me talk about Tasty Bread. I think I should be given a part also.
All right, Lou. You play the fire hydrant. Now, here, you saunter up to the heroine, Alma. Alma Martyr is her full name, but she doesn't drink, so we'll just call her Alma.
Mm.
Now, go into your first speech, here, please.
Yeah, villainous, huh? Yeah. Good evening. Good morning, my dear little Alma. You look charming standing there beneath your little parasite.
Parasite? Wait.
What?
I'll say you need your glasses. That word happens to be parasol.
Oh.
My nerves.
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm sorry. I'll try to do a little bit better.
All right.
You know, I've loved you since you were a baby. Come fly with me. Me airship awaits ready to take us to my castle in
Spain.
Yeah, Spain. Gosh, this print is so small without my glasses.
There is no print as small as you, Hezekiah Witherby. I refuse to go to Spain because I don't speak Spanish. Furthermore, your airplane may fall in the sea. See?
Don't worry, little one. My ship is equipped with pantaloons.
Pantaloons? Who ever heard of pantaloons on an airship?
Listen, you two loafers, I may be just a fire plug, but I'm here to see that our program is kept clean. Let me see your part there, Ernie.
That's clean.
That word is pontoons, pontoons.
You're right, Lou, pontoons. Ernie certainly does need his glasses.
Well, I told you I didn't look good without my glasses.
And you don't look good with them, so go ahead on with the play.
You hear that? You hear that? My plane is being warmed up. Warm up to me, or you'll wish you had never been born.
Cornelius, my love, come and save me. Save me.
I've taken care of Cornelius. He can't help you. Don't fret. I'll do right by you, Alma. When we arrive overseas, we shall be married. Be married by a monk in the oyster.
Oh, this is too much, too much. That word is cloister, Ernie. Lou, I'm afraid the drama's out. It
well,
can't
that's
be
just
done
as well, Bill. It had no punch to it anyhow.
No? Well, I'll put a punch to it. Ernie, stand still and put the right side of your face toward me, will you please?
Like this?
That's right. Steady.
Yeah.
Oh! How could you do it, Mr. Jones?
Well, the drama needed a punch, and Ernie had it coming to him anyhow, so I waited 12 years to get him with his glasses off.
Here's we just shake hands and grin,
marching along together.